Brain works to give messages to every part of the body as it is at 200 kilometers per second. 200 kilometers per hour is what they speed. Aeroplanes, when they fly at the top speed, they're about 900 kilometers per hour, round, roughly there. This is 200 kilometers per second. Has made so many faith. And still, if we don't see Allah, then you can understand why the severe punishment for such a person. When Allah made it so clear and so open everywhere. And then again, Allahu Akbar. Just see, a person who goes a little bit further, and he reads Quran Sharif Nazra, looking inside 360 years, and we didn't find Allah. And that child who read 6,000 ayats, and then many ayats, Allah says, it's not only ayat, the singular, inna fi dhalika la ayat. In the air, what I have explained, Allah says, there are many, many signs. So 6,000 times, we don't know how much Allah has given us of, and that is what is called tasawwuf. That is what is called ihsan. Anta'bud Allah ka'annaka tarah. And we should also always make dua that Allah blesses us with sifat-e ihsan. That we see Allah all the time. And a person whose outside life is like that, what will be his namaz? What will be his tahajjud? What will get his honors, MA? And you get your doctorate. Outwardly your work will seem less in the eyes of the people. But your salary by Allah you cannot imagine. So this is what is this khanqa and what is this tarbiyat and islah that has to be done so that we come to ma'rifat. And when you gain this proper ma'rifat, but the value of it, you cannot imagine how great. This is why we have gathered. May Allah give grant us, bless us with its reality, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana
alhamdulillah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأن لو استقاموا على الطريقة لأسقيناه. And this command also has come to me as wahi had come to me, that the jinnat have come to listen to the Quran, and so many of them have brought iman and have become righteous. Like that, Allah Ta'ala also has informed me that if the people of Makkah had they also accepted Islam like the jinnat, when Allah's ni'mat comes, then with that ni'mat, there is another thing also, لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِيهِ تَعَكِ أُنْكُ جَانْشِ أُسْمِ. That where Allah Ta'ala says, we test you in that ni'mat which comes to you. Whenever a person is favored with any favor of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, whether it is wealth, whether it is arif and dhikri rabbihi, or jo koi moh more apne rab ki yaad se, a person who turns away from the remembrance of Allah, that is, he does not fulfill the commandments of Allah, he shows disappreciation, he does not acknowledge that it is ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala, yaslukhu adab and sa'ad, increase all the time in that case. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ. Or ye ke masjide Allah ki yaad ke waaste hai. And also remember that the masajid are only for the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Nothing should be done in the masjid which will distract from the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Raise to somebody else and beg from somebody. We should only use it for Allah Ta'ala. The forehead we put down in sajda for Allah. Don't go and bow down in front of any other person. Any qabr, any peer, buzurg, don't go and bow down in front of anyone else, only in front of Allah Ta'ala. These are given. And as in the surah it comes, the jinnat used to come and listen also. And also the non-believers should come, and they should make a mockery and a joke, and make a noise by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and distract him from his ibadah. So yeah, really the connection is that we should not be such that somebody who is engaged.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. We are still in this last chapter in which various miscellaneous ahadith on various subjects are discussed. Not of hadith on one, but just to understand it today also is nothing difficult. We press a button and we see a gate open. We don't see any connection between the two. Just like that, Allah Ta'ala has said, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ.
Your rosy is in the heavens, and all that you have been promised is in the heavens of other waters. Therefore, they have been referred to as the rivers of Jannah. Some other scholars or ulama also state that that these cities where these rivers flow through are blessed with iman. And we find that these places, the people are blessed with genuine iman from the bottoms of themselves. He taught them deen like that. This hadith teaches us that how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created all His creation. And as we read here, that Allah ta'ala created it over a period of 7 days. Allah was not in need of that at all. Allah could give one command and everything could have come in it. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu, خَلَقَ اللَّهُ التُرْبَةَ يَوْمَ السَّبْتِ. Allah created the earth on Saturday. وَخَلَقَ فِيهَا الْجِبَالِ يَوْمَ الْأَحَدِ. And then Allah tabaraka ta'ala created the mountains on the earth on Sunday, the next day. وَخَلَقَ الشَّجَرَ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ فِي آخِرِ الْخَلْقِ. And then Allah ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam after everything was ready. Then Allah ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam on the day of Jumu'ah. So this is also one aspect of the great virtues of the day of Jumu'ah, and there are many other great aspects of the greatness of Allah to Islam, and in this way Allah completed the creation, His creation. The hadith informs us that Allah Ta'ala's final creation was Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, who was created on Jumu'ah. This also shows one of the aspects of that insan is
the mastery also. And the wrestling in such a condition that I saw with my eyes the miracle of du'as. When we had seen them in the hospital after 2 days or so, we couldn't believe it from what we heard, what the condition was. This is the power of du'as. When I had a heart problem, and they...
الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على المرسلين المصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولمن خاف مقام ربه جنتان صدق الله العظيم. Most respected elders, it all on Jenny and all my experience great detail about all the steps of the Jenny, but nonetheless eventually we have to return back to the Kali. And regarding the Quran, we know now you speak in 6 points. We look at it also, it's actually to increase the view that is iman of the heart. So that when the body is submerged, then that iman of the body. So when a person performs salah with concentration and with devotion, then a person is guaranteed jinnah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, guarantee those people who read salah for concentration and devotion, jinnah. Then the third point, when we speak about the Nadi and Zijri, different places. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمُنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ فِرْدَوْسِ نُزُولًا. So those people that had iman and they do good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them the gardens of Firdaus. Nuzula as an entertainment, as hospitality, what you give to a guest, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to entertain us. So that's why we talk about Jannah. You know, the store comes from the street with lehlanas. So to respect it now, to the woman that I love, it's always coming from us. So many incidents there is about Layla and Majnun. So in the same way for us also, when we read about the guidance of Jannah, then we sort of think about who actually is living in Jannah, who actually is the creator of Jannah, who are we so long. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indicates or answers the next ayah. But then in the very dunya also we can get an idea of this here. That in this world we see there is so much of progress that is taking place in all things, for example in technology. You see all the time new types of phones are coming on. It seems like it's not going to come to an end. Then you look at cars also, new things all the time. Kulla yawmin huwa fi shan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that at every moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in different splendor. Different. So we look at the dunya, for example, that's his example always. You look at the horizon, you see how beautiful they are, the colors. And you see that four clouds are taking different formations. So all the time changing. So this is, so because of that, this person will have two jinnahs. So different meanings, one meaning is that gentleman in dunya before Lord Mona, that already in the dunya, the person is got it. Again, for Jannah already. How we have the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, feel the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with us. And one in the akhirah, when you actually meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, planting something. So maybe I'm asking, what are you doing? He said, I'm planting the tree. So then Nabi Alayhi Salaam drew his attention now to the akhirah. And Nabi Alayhi Salaam told him, I tell you for better plantations, the plantations of Jannah. When a person says, subhanallah, one tree is planted for a person in Jannah. Huge tree. Alhamdulillah, another tree planted for a person in Jannah. So whenever we are meeting to take place, we start screaming, why is 35? Nabi Alayhi Salaam says, if you have a dead time seed in your hand, plant it. Now we know, you know this, that definitely Jannah is taking place. There is no chance of the seed now sprouting and as plants coming up and me enjoying the fruits of it. I'm not going to enjoy the fruits of it. But yet Nabi Alayhi Salaam says that as a mu'min, we should be so constructive, we should, when we learn the knowledge of deen, we acquire knowledge of deen, sitting in the halqa of ta'lim, learning the masail from the ulama, reading the kitab and learning deen, then we are making our way to Jannah easy for us. We understand what is happening and the road becomes easy for us. And when we make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then already in this world, where we will start enjoying the feast, the serenity.
Dard-e-dil غير سے بالکل تجائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جدر لا الہ الا اللہ یار تیرا سے پوچھے میں کیا پیارا نام ہے راز را غیر خدا محرم نبود
in the time of Ishraq. Like Ismail, it is sadaqah. You move something from the road, it is sadaqah. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that that person that read salatul duha, then it encompasses the sadaqah of his whole body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. As-salatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursalin sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال أوسطهم ألم أقل لكم this and reuns and there was nothing left of it. After that, then the one brother of them said, قال أوسطهم بولا بجلا انكا, the middle brother. This was not only as far as age is concerned that he was the middle brother, but as far as opinion also was concerned. And he advised them, no, carry on. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that many a person commits some sins, and because of that the rosy that was already allocated to him, now it is taken away. And he doesn't get that rosy because of his sins. And these type of sins we must be particularly aware and afraid of, that we don't interfere with.
Student, what amount of deen? So that is important, what we should look for. When we get married, really Allah Ta'ala make it come into us that we don't look at what kind, the beauty, etc. We don't look at money, etc. We don't look at social structures, but we look at deen. And deen must be also, one good friend of ours told me once, make dua that Allah makes me pious. So I asked him, what do you mean that dua we all made for all of us? All were in a doubt whether the nikah actually took place. Nobody could remember that the nikah took place. All the other things took place, but they can't remember whether a nikah took place. Then they have to repeat, they have to have that nikah again. In one place also, they had a nikah and they hired a helicopter where the bride, bridegroom, both parents and the qadi, the person who was going to make the nikah, they're going to make the nikah up in the air in the helicopter. Before, just a word, we say that there is going to be separation, but we know how much of intermingling takes place and how many other wrong things and the wastage of food, etc. And today is a time when normally we hand everything over to caterers. And then today the woman might not have a niqab, a parda, but the parda is put on the chair. The chair is covered also. Everything else is covered. But the way it is supposed to be, as Judge Akbar Allahabadi was asked, that, and then we will complain that now this child here, how is his behavior, etc. But we were the cause of it. We ate junk food and now the child is a junkie. So who's the cause of the problem? So it is very, very important that we see this. And then what we feed the children again today. Today we know eating out is a common thing. And the amount of wastage again in eating out, etc. And then the food that is being supplied there. What type of food is being given there? That is also farz, ba'd al-fara'id. After seeing to our other faraid, that is also a necessity to see to our income of our dunya and to earn also. So this whole system, we have to become conscious of it, for that ilm is very, very important. And as Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Sahib, Damat Barakatum, explained, that is a great, great farz to acquire this knowledge and to know what the rights of the wife are. Today, commonly we have a complaint, the wife is not fulfilling the rights of...
Of course, today there are no slaves, and here it refers appropriately to those people who work for us. And in fact, to all those who are under us, that a person must have the quality of ihsan. How to treat people, there are three levels. One is a person makes zulam on somebody, whether it is the wife, the children, the workers, friends. Treat your parents also in this way with ihsan. Don't say my parents were bad to me, or they are not good to me, so I won't be good to them. My parents don't come and visit at my house, so why must I go and visit at their place, etc. No, kindness with regard to parents. وَبِذِ الْقُرْبَى and with family members also, at last inconvenienced in any way. وَبْنِ السَّبِيلِ and also the traveler, a person who is a traveler, who is will be show kindness to him also. وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ and those that your right hand possesses, that is your slaves. And in our times, in the context, it will be our workers. So all this group of the great sahabas of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he had a jubba on him. Like a jubba which has the top cloth and then it has inside lining also. So he had a jubba like that, and his slave that was with him also was dressed in the same clothes. The master and the slave had the same. He told Hazrat Abu Zar, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was upset and unhappy that he treats this person, and who, Hazrat Bilal, like this. He said, you're a person, you still got the qualities of ayyami jahiliya in you. You're a jahil still. A person can be a great alim, but if these qualities are in him, he's a jahil, he's not. وَيُلْبِسُهُ
mimma yalbasu, and he should let him wear clothes as he wears. The equality which today in our country, all the strikes which are carrying on, all that is all a capitalist system. Islamic system is neither a socialist system, but to be fair and equal with all our workers also, give them a bani wa sallama qaal. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, إِذَا أَتَى أَحَدُكُمْ خَادِمُهُ بِطَعَامِهِ, when your workers, they bring your food to you, that is, you have got a cook, he has cooked the food and he has brought the food for you, this is only brings and she gives it to all, she fried 3-4 samosas and we don't even leave one for her, we just eat up everything, and with the cook, with him also a worker. Further, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِنَّهُ وَلِيَ إِلَاجَهُ, he is the one who cooked it. He has got a connection with it. He has got feeling for it.
يُقْضَى عَلَيْهِمْ فَيَمُوتُ وَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِهَا كَذَلِكَ نَجَزِي كُلَّ كَفُورٍ. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained the three types of people of this ummah. The one on the one extreme that commit lot of guna and don't do any good. Then those who are in between, who ki ho, wahan ki kuch kulfat. And the punishment of there will not be lightened on them either. Not as time goes on will they even get used to it, neither will that punishment be lightened in any way. Continuously they will have to suffer in that terrible punishment. كَذَلِكَ نَجَزِي كُلَّ كَفُورٍ. Yeh saza deyte hai, take us out of this punishment, it is intolerable for us, we cannot take it anymore. And they will promise, نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي كُنَّا نَعْمَلْ, کہ ہم کچھ بھلا کام کر لے وہ نہیں جو کرتے رہے. And we will go back to the world and we'll do good deeds. Not that what we used to do, that is disbelieve in Allah. And each young boy should start working and earning their own living. In nowadays, they go to school, university, and the object is also according to them that we will have some degree, some education, then we can earn. In other words, when they became baligh, they were concerned about their livelihood. Now when you reached your old age, leaving the dunya, so prepare for that eternal life. So when Allah has given this clear indications to every person, and those who still did not prepare, then they have to suffer the consequences. So, وَجَاءَكُمْ نَذِيرٌ اور پہنچا تمہارے پاس درانے والا. And also, Nadir had come to Pakistan. This was my friend. We used to sit together and talk all the time. This was my husband. This was my wife. And we remember all those times. And after burying them, still we did not take a lesson that we are going to the qabr. We also have to prepare. And those then who didn't prepare, then this punishment is for those people. Otherwise, Allah has made it to us that this is our nature. Few are those people who then remain sincere and they keep on turning to Allah and appreciate that Allah saved them, took them out of that problem, whether it was a health problem of oneself or somebody in the family, whether it was some financial problem, whether it was any other type of problem.
فَذَرْهُمْ يَخُوذُوا وَيَلْعَبُوا حَتَّى يُلَاقُوا يَوْمَهُمُ الَّذِي يُوعَدُونَ. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained the punishment that will be meted out to the non-believers and the causes for that is their own actions. Further of it. So here also, we are encouraged to invite people, but when they don't believe and we lose all hope, then engage in your own ibadat and prepare for your akhirat. And leave them to their own destiny and what they want to and as they want to carry on. And Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is not in need of anyone's ibadah. Or zameen mein, or jo kuch unke beech mein hai. And very, very blessed is that being who possesses the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. earth and all that is between them. In other words, whatever there is, it is the creation of Allah. It belongs solely to Allah Ta'ala, and He is that great, great owner of jisne gawahi di sachi. Those people will be able to intercede, those who have given the true evidence, that is the oneness of Allah. They had made their lives correct. If believers will intercede for other believers, the ulama will intercede on behalf of their followers, the huffaz will intercede with regard to family members. Am I not your Lord? So it is within everyone, but it is up to everyone to take it out and make it manifest and accept it. So if you have to cross-examine them and ask them, who created you? And you go into the little bit detail, that did your father make you? Can he make eyes? Can he make brains? قِيلِهِ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ هَا أُولَٰئِ قَوْمُ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. قسم ہے رسول کی اس کہنے کی کہ اے رب یہ لوگ ہیں کہ یقین نہیں لاتے. And when the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam endeavored so greatly and made every effort, إِنِّي دَعَوْتُهُمْ لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا, day and night I come, which of course will be too late for them. So in these ayats also, actually it is exhortation for the non-believers, not discarding them. Like for example, you tell your child when he doesn't want to listen, go get out and see what will happen. You don't mean he must get out. You are trying to even encourage him more to come on the right path. So Allah Ta'ala,
ye qissa un logo ka jo ho chuke unse pehle qareeb hi. The example of them is like of those people who have been just there, just now, in a very close past. It wasn't long ago. They should have taken a lesson. And what was that lesson? وَبَعَدَ أَمْرِهِمْ. Unhone sabhi of the top men, 70 were killed in that battle. Another 70 were taken as prisoners of war when the Muslims were only one third of their number. And those people came all prepared for war. And Muslims did not go out for war at that time. They were very ill prepared. But yet Allah Ta'ala showed that how the Muslims are alone in kuntum mu'mineen. You will be the most high if you are sincerely, genuinely practicing mu'mineen and believing mu'mineen. Today, unfortunately, our whole lifestyle is like that of the kuffar. From our dressing, our homes, our functions, our gatherings, more.
It will be, you will enjoy to worship Allah. Then no problem with the Nazi, no problem with the administration, everyone on his own, if we understand the purpose of why Allah has put us in this world. So what is the purpose why Allah has put us in this world? The first, all that is not the world. There you just go for your zarura. So dunya is also exactly like that one zarura. How much we need of dunya, we have to go, we need a house, we need food, we need a car, we need clothing, all those things are a necessity. But that's not our object. So if we made our proper niyat, akhirat is something happens, you want to enjoy. But if your object is akhirat, then you're going to get everything. You will easily make lot of tilawat of Quran Sharif. Even afterwards when you are finished hafiz. And mashallah, there are so many hafiz who read so much Quran Sharif every day. They make one khatam every day, not only in Ramzan. The way of commandments of Allah Ta'ala and akhirat is our purpose. If you will do that, for you to keep your beard according to sunnah, you won't have a problem. If dunya is your object, you want to make some girl happy, or you want to make your own heart happy, you shave your beard, you trim your beard, your reality. It looks like in this world, you become a doctor, you become a lawyer, you become a rich man. It isn't. Rosy is 100% in the hands of Allah. Whether you're a doctor, whether you're a hafiz, whether you're nothing, you don't even know how to sign your name. Allah wants to make you a multi-millionaire, He makes you a multi-millionaire. So happiness is not in money, and money is not in becoming a doctor. Even money is not in becoming a hafiz, in becoming a alim. Rozi is in the hands of Allah. But Allah has said, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدَرِ. How is it that a person learns Quran and teaches In other words, if you want barakat, make your connection with Allah. We look at barakat, that I get a huge wage. I'm earning 50,000 a month, 25,000 rand a month, and one brother just met me now. They're earning 18,000. At the end of the month, he's got no money left, he's short. And we pay for insurance all the time. And so there's no barakat in their money. And when still, and just now, one person, a lady phoned, and her son has got some medical problem, and the medical aid is not covering it. Now they have to see to their own expenses. So all these things don't help. And when they barakat and harvey, their children also, they got lot of children barakat. And people who are earning so much, they hardly got any children. And their marriages are just breaking up also all the time. No barakat in their marriages also. So this is barakat which Allah gives. So if we make our connection with Allah, and your tawakkul, your yaqeen must be on Allah Ta'ala. Understood what I said? What you understood? Tell me quickly one word, one sentence, one point which you understood. You tell me. Yes? Recognize Allah quickly. واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجتين يا رب خيرك ولا يؤطيه إلا أنت ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد.
Is the first thing. Our niyat for our life must be we are here to please Allah Ta'ala, to recognize Allah Ta'ala, to please Allah Ta'ala in whichever way it might be then. Where what the a'mal, What efforts of deen, all that, but our object of life must be to please Allah, and together with that, our niyat deteriorate. So tashiya niyat continuously is also very, very important. Then ihdhari niyat, that we make that niyat present in front of our minds, that I'm doing this for this purpose. That is also very important, and we'll see what value our amal will have if we have that is there. But if a person puts it fresh in his mind, that every sabak also, if he can, every day in the morning, he refreshes that niyat again. Then you'll see that amal of yours will have much, much more greater value. So that is as far as niyat.